back from the brink. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Yesterday, I admit I almost panicked. We had continuous swine flu updates from Mexico, which had everybody around me sniffling. Then Mexico City had an earthquake. Then the stock market dropped again. Then the president got ahead of his teleprompter during a speech and had to prompt the teleprompter.
I jumped the gun here. Go ahead and move it up.
And then, breaking news from New York, a 747 was buzzing Manhattan, tailed by fighter jets, sending thousands of New Yorkers fleeing their office buildings. I could think only one thing. It could only be the Rapture! I immediately checked raptureready.com, which tracks on a scale of 1 to 5. 45 categories considered leading indicators of the Rapture, including famine, plagues, Satanism, and false Christs. Well, plague, as you might expect, was off the charts at a 7. However, false Christs were down at a 3, and Satanism was at only a 2 for a total Rapture index of 166, nowhere near the September 2001 record. And sure enough, today, we're hearing that we have plenty of Tamiflu available. The earthquake in Mexico was minor. Pharmaceutical stocks thrive on the flu. Consumer confidence is rising. And the 747 flyover was just a classified military photo op. A White House military official actually decided to fly a presidential 747 low over New York, figuring if we just keep it classified, no one will notice. Which tells me there's a way of thinking in the military that's even scarier than the Rapture. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.